What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the True Shot Guest Spot Podcast. My guest today is Hui Carnero. I'm gonna butcher his name. He pronounces it right in the beginning of the podcast, so you'll get the correct pronunciation. But this guy here is just, I don't know, man. He's a designer extraordinaire. One of the best graphic artists that I've had the pleasure of working with True Shot. He designed the Mirage artwork. And with this episode, you know, we kind of talk about a lot of things graphic design related, of course. But we also tackle kind of, you know, I guess the good, the bad, and the ugly of the design game, you know, with different art. Not that anything's really personally happened to him, but some artists, you know, they're kind of taken advantage of and whatnot. But we kind of talk about all that. We talk about some streetwear as well. We really tackle a lot of things. Aesthetic, I guess, is really the way to put it. So I'll shut up. And here we go. Here's my episode with Hui Carnero. Listen to the beginning of it. He'll pronounce the name right. I look like an imbecile. All right. Goodbye. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the True Shot Guest Spot. Now, I usually would introduce the guest, but I know I'm going to butcher your name. I know that I've seen you posted online a couple times of how to pronounce it, but I want to make sure I get it right. So I figure the best way to do that is just have you introduce yourself, sir.
Of course. Hello, I'm Hui. I'm a graphic designer.
Yes. Okay. So it's a lot of people, especially us over here in America, we see your name, we just think it's Rui. We just pronounce it phonetically as to how it looks.
What I've heard is that the English language doesn't have the R, doesn't have R sound.
No,
I think you don't have that. Yeah,
we do not. No, it's funny. I know that obviously you're from Portugal, but
yes.
When I was in college, I took a couple weeks of French, and I stopped taking French just because of the different noises that you have to make associated with the dialect. And it just threw me off. And I was like, I can't do this. I just feel like I'm doing it incorrectly. I feel silly. But you must get that a lot. People just calling you Rui, because you work with a lot of American bands and stuff.
Yes. I don't talk to them like with a voice, where it's always with email, but but is that, for me, it's natural, because it's not it's a sound that you guys don't have, so I don't take it personally. That happens, though.
No
worries.
No, that's, yeah. Do you have like any kind of like nicknames that you go by, like for like American people?
It's just Roy. Well, my name is really Portuguese, so I can't even play with it. So yeah, so it's Rui works, or however you pronounce it. For me, it's all good. It's all good.
All right, so Rui.
Yes, that's it.
Perfect. All right, look at that. I'm learning a new language on this podcast. I'm excited. So, being from Portugal, what is that like in terms of? You know, is English your second language, or is
yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to assume that the learning English is very heavily in like the school curriculums. I'm assuming.
Yes. For example, of course, all schools are different, and my mom is actually an English teacher.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yes. English and French, actually, and so because she's a teacher, me and my two sisters, we always went to private school, always. And in our school, we learn English since the first grade, since grade one to till last, we always had English.
Wow. So
in a way, that's how I learned. But here in Portugal, we never dub anything, only cartoons, but movies, music, it's games, everything is in English. So all the bands I loved were American, and all the games I played were, of course, in English. So I have to learn. It was my way of learning.
Yeah, no, that's interesting, because I know that you know, for people to really learn another language, they say to start when you're younger, because it connects easier.
Yes.
But it's just so interesting that just around the world and different people I've talked to from different countries, like how heavily like integrated the English language and is into like the school curriculums. Whereas over here in
Yes.
the US, I mean, there's other languages that we learn over here, but it's not like as like this is you have to learn this, you know? And so I think that that's super interesting. So you're a graphic designer, and I know that personally because, well, number one, I'm wearing one of the merch designs that you did for us. I figured, you know, I'm gonna wear one of these on the podcast today, and it's on the back as well.
Looks great, looks great. Yeah, that's
Yeah,
sick.
so I kind of, well, so we do a print on demand service. That's what we do right now. And what happens with that is that you tend to not get the best quality fabrics and stuff like that.
I can
So
imagine. I can imagine.
yeah, so I would love for this design to be on a higher quality garment.
Garment.
Yeah, but for what it is though, man, I got it and I was just like, wow, I was thoroughly impressed, like just how it all comes out, because this is very intricate stuff that you do. So as you said, you're a graphic designer, and as we
Yes,
just
sir.
established there. So when did that kind of start for you? I know you said you went to private school. Did it kind of start there, or did this come later?
You want the long story or the medium? Let's go with the medium story. The
Well, you
medium.
go the long story. That's fine. We're here. We're doing a
Okay.
podcast. It's all good.
This all started when I started liking music.
Okay.
I started at around 12 or 13. It was kind of late-ish. And well, I didn't like it. I was obsessed. Like, those One Direction fans that scream and know everything about
Oh boy.
the
Oh,
band. I was the same, but with like Good Charlotte, Linkin Park. So I was, and that's something that I'm still, I love music and I'm totally obsessed with it. So ever since a young age, I always wanted to be part of the music world. But I never took any lessons. I never like worked for it. Like I just loved music. So,
right.
well, I went to school. I wanted to be a computer engineer. So went to school, blah, blah, blah. I love music. And when I got to college, I decided to do a degree called multimedia. And what is multimedia? My degree taught me a lot about different small things, everything that is digital. For example, I learned programming. I learned a little bit of graphic design. I learned video, I learned marketing, I learned a little bit about everything, but just a little. Why? Because this degree was preparing the students for a master's degree that's really focused on something we love. But I never took a master's degree. So my degree was over, and when I left college, I wanted to do video, to do music videos, do movies, but that didn't happen. And I started working in a company doing marketing. How would you say it? Publicity. I did Instagram posts, Facebook social
Sure.
posts, and I started playing with Photoshop.
Okay.
And let me say that up until the moment that I up until the moment the second I realized I could do this for a living, I never wanted to be a graphic designer. I never. So it was something that grew up. So backtracking. I started playing Photoshop and I started doing wallpapers for cell phones. Like I started doing wallpapers for bands I loved. For example, Counterparts, Era, Silent Planet, just for the hobby. And my friends on Twitter and Facebook really liked them and said, "Hey, Rui, this is super cool." And I was like, okay. And then a really important thing that I discovered online that existed shirt mock-ups. You know the ones I use for your design, for example?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, this is cool. And I put my wallpapers onto the shirts. And they looked cool. Okay, at the time they look cool. Now, not that much. But they look cool. And my friends say, hey, Rui, this is really cool. I want to buy them. And I said, well, this is just experiments. This doesn't exist.
You're right.
And this was in 2018. And 2018, and I started, I continued doing designs and such, and I started, when the ball started rolling was when I started doing unofficial t-shirt designs for bands I loved. For example, Silent Planet. I did a shirt for Silent Planet, I put it on Twitter and tagged them and said, "Hey guys, I love your music, I'm a big fan, and I love to work with you." And I did that for tons of bands, tons. But it got me nowhere. Like, I got a few likes, I got a few followers, but nothing. Until 2019, September. In September, Silent Planet announced their third album called When the End Began. And yeah. For those who don't know, Silent Planet is my favorite band.
Yes.
So I thought, well, let's make a design for this album. And I make a design, and I made the design, and I posted it on Twitter, and the band itself, retweeted it. Just retweeted it. And the fans loved it. Like, oh, hey, I need it. I want this t-shirt, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
And I remember it like it was yesterday. I was at my job. I took a break to eat something, and I checked my phone. I went on Twitter. It said, Garrett Russell, DM. And I said, hey, Rui, we loved your design, and we went wired. I remember dropping the phone like, okay, this is it. This is it. I'm going to be famous. So I got the design. They bought it online, everything great. And I thought, okay, this is it. I'm going to be a world star. Lie. It didn't happen. So up until October 2019 till February 2019, I got no clients. Nothing. I kept working. I kept posting on Twitter and such. Nothing happened. But in February 2019, I did a design for a band. I posted it on Twitter. The band retweeted it, but they didn't buy it. But I got a few followers, and one of them was Tom from the band Casey. Do you know Casey, the
yep.
band?
Yep.
Okay, Tom Casey. And I've been a fan of Casey since, as I said, I've been obsessed with music for all my life. So I know all the bands, all the labels. I know, I'm a fun girl. That's what I am, a fun girl. That's I've always been. So Tom followed me, and I was like, holy shit, this is Tom from Casey. And for those who don't know, Casey in 2019 called it quits. The band is over. And that message he sent me was when they announced their tour, and sent me, and he was like, hey, Rui, I'm Tom from Casey, and I'd like to email you. And okay, I got an email, and he said, we are Casey, and we'd like to hire you to do all our merch for our new tour, like for last tour.
Wow.
Like, at that point, I was a mere, I did one or two t-shirts for a band, like, a band that's Casey hiring me? Yeah. Me? Like, I lost my mind, because I did the merch. At the end of the tour has six, the tour had six items. I made four of them. I also made the tour back, you know, the tour backdrop?
Yeah.
It was my first and last backdrop I did. No one ever hired me to do that. So if any band is listening, hire me to do more backdrops. But anyway, so I did the items, the fans, they posted and they tagged me, which was a big thing. They posted, when they revealed it, tagged me. I got tons of followers. Everyone was, oh my God, this merch is sick. And it's good. Okay. At the time, it was sick. And that was it. In around March, I started getting a few more clients. And in May, I thought, well, I'm at my, I have a job that I don't really like. I love the people there, but it was not something that I wanted to do. So I said to my parents and my girlfriend, I said, hey guys, I think this is, as you guys know, I always dreamt of being part of the music world. I think I have a shot here. And they said, Rui, go for it. This is, you are your job. You're not doing anything at your job. You don't like it. So quit. I quit. And thankfully, I've gotten more and more and more clients. Yeah, that was it.
Well, that is an awesome story, and I love how passionate that you are, because I think one thing that I have noticed, you know, being in a band, and because I've always just been a fan of music, like you, just always have been. We started the reactions that we do on our YouTube because I just love music. And I think a lot of times what I have found in this genre of music is that people are fans of it, but I don't know if it's just like the passion has just withered over the years or not, but it's really cool to see somebody like you who just has this intense passion for it. And I think that really shows with your artwork and how meticulous you are. So my question for you is, you know, where you are today versus where you were then, how do you feel like your artwork has evolved?
Okay. Let's see. I'm gonna say it right away that in regards to Photoshop and Illustrator, with the programs I use, today, I don't know much. I don't know much. I'm taking lessons in the site Netsky, in that site Skillshare. I think.
Oh wow! Seen. Really? Yes.
I'm taking the advanced lessons. I have no shame in saying that we all as artists and as people, we are always growing. And one thing that I found is that art is infinite. Like, there's an infinite number of things that. Because in a way, there's no rules. Like, you can do whatever you want. So I'm always trying to learn. And that's one thing that I want to say, that I don't know much. What I do know is that I've always loved clean, simple designs.
Yes.
I love streetwear. I love streetwear. Mm-hmm. Really simple stuff. I'm trying to get better at it. And at the start, I was really minimal, like super minimal. But nowadays, my small details are more details. Like, I have little things here and there. I try to like make Easter eggs, like someone will buy a hoodie in there, and then I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, my small details, I want to make them more details in a way. Yeah. I think that's the way of saying it.
Yeah, no, I love the little details, especially for the merch that you've done for us, and also you know, like artwork that you've done for us too for our last single. It's just like little things that, like, I even find kind of like, I'll look at the design that you send me and I'll be like, yeah, I really like that, and then I'll get it and I'll look at it and I'll be like, oh wow, that's there.
Yeah.
stuff that I notice after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So because I think with your artwork, from just, you know, somebody who's obviously been interested enough to contact you to work with you, it's just so different from the typical metal look merch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so interesting. It's very modern. That's the way that we like to call it in our band, because our bass player, Derek, he thinks your artwork is great. I mean, he really likes you. I mean, we all like him, but he really is like, yeah, we got to go with this guy. He's very talented. He's very modern looking. Because the one thing that we had done before was, and I'm, you know, until this happened, I was sort of ignorant to how, you know, artwork and that stuff works. But, we've tried to stay away from Adobe stock image artwork, not because it's bad or anything like that. But I remember we have an artwork for one of our singles, and I was on Instagram. And somebody had made like an Instagram post, and it was the same thing. And I was like,
"Yeah."
I was like, "Wait a minute, how did that happen?" It's like, that's our artwork, and I figured out it was Adobe stock image. So. I guess this is kind of a tough question, but like, when a band like us or any band approaches you and they're like, we have this song, you know, we want this kind of artwork. Like, how do you kind of think about how you want to design it? Like,
good question. Okay. I go for, it's always different for me. It's always different. But one thing I have to say is that ever since I like music for a long time, I like metal for a long time, but I never liked the metal merchandising. I never liked it. When I started listening to metal, do you remember those August Smells Red t-shirts and Parkway Drive that is like those cartoons?
The neon cartoon monster merch?
Man, yeah. I hated it. And that's why I think my style is kind of different, because I prefer the pop artworks. I prefer the kind of streetwear vibe. That's why it's always different. So how do I approach it? So, okay, for me, an artwork is like a puzzle. The
Yes.
most important for me is the layout. That's the most important. It's the layout. I always try to have intricate and different designs. I'll say that on your design, the layout is not super intricate, it's not super different. But for me, it was different because it was a more normal design. I wanted a centerpiece and your text at the bottom, and then at the top, at the bottom.
Right.
Kind of, for me, it was different because it was kind of normal. But yes, coming back to your question, for me, it's a puzzle. I need to. It's so hard. It's really hard. It's really hard. I have. It's really because it's always different.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the logo. It's the font. That sparks an idea. But as I say, the layout's most important. If the layout is intricate, or is like kind of something that I haven't seen before, or even if I go back to my own catalog and say, well, I've never done this before. Let's try something different. Because I think as an artist, we are always trying to up ourselves, always trying to reinvent ourselves, never
Right.
try, never, never always doing the same thing.
Right.
And that's it. For them, for your artwork,
Yeah.
the mirage, I have that image, the girl kind of vanishing, and I played with it. I kind of made it like a vision. And I said, well, let's try to play with a few colors. And then I have a few color gradients on top of it. And since I and when I have a centerpiece, like the center, I was like, okay, let's try to spice this up. So I made it a center, then I made the overlay the overlay with the text and such.
Yeah.
It's always different. It's always that's a tricky question because it's always different.
Yeah, no, for sure. I just when I approached you initially about it, like I had a feeling that you were kind of one of those artists that I was just like, I'll just give him some information to go with and I just want to see what he does. 'Cause sometimes designers will be like, "Well, what do you have in mind?" And I'm just like, "I don't know." I mean, I'm not a, I don't know. I mean, I can give you some loose ideas,
Of course.
but what's fun with you? Like it's I mean, it's fun and entertaining. Not only are we getting like a cool artwork at the end, but I'm like, what is he gonna come up with? Because like I have no idea what it could be. Because what you come up with is 100 times better than what I could be like, hey, how about something like this, or like, you know, a skull hand, or you know, something, you know what I mean? So I think that's super interesting. So, because I actually just watched somebody do a reaction video for our song Mirage, and they said that they really liked the artwork, and they said it reminded them a lot of Darko, and I was like, well, it's the same designer. So explain that with because we'll talk about Silent Planet, because I'm a huge fan of Silent Planet. I'm a big fan of Garrett as
Me
a
too.
vocalist. I really he's a very inspiring lyricist,
The
more than
best.
anything. He's the best.
He's the best.
And
The best.
yeah, he's on another level.
No, completely, completely.
Yeah, but with Darko, they're kind of the hot topic right now. They're kind of like the hot ticket item right now.
I love
And
Darko.
yeah, oh, me too. I love that band.
Yeah.
And the artworks that you've done for them are just so like aesthetically, like you just get drawn to them. They're just like there. Like if you had a lineup of 10 artworks, it'd be like that's the first one you'd go to. That's just how they look. So explain that process with them if you can. It's like,
No,
yeah.
of course. So Josh contacted me last year because he's friend with Austin from Lorna Shore,
Yep.
and I've been a fan of Lorna Shore for a long time, and I thankfully became a great friend of Austin last year. I me and him made his clothing line called Love Crime. So Austin sent my portfolio to Josh when Josh was starting Darko, and I started working with Darko right after their first EP. So I did the merch, I did all the Darko merch, and then Josh, when they were starting to drop the new songs, he hired me again. Said, "Hey, Hui, let's do wanna do merch for us again?" And I said, "Let's go." So I started doing So he asked me, okay, so first of all, we need four pretenders. And he sent me the video, the song. And again, as you, he didn't have any ideas for the design. He said, just do whatever you want. We want your style and modern.
Yes.
And a really important thing he said to me was, this artwork will be part of an album. And I'll hire you again for four artworks. So, okay. There's a few more singles coming, but okay. Wow. There's no worries.
Yeah.
So one thing I love is singles that combine themselves like a puzzle. So right. As you notice, the singles of Pretenders, Pale Tongue and Donna, all have the same layout. At the corner, it's all the same, like it's everything the same, but each song has a different symbol and a color, of course. Mm. So that was my first idea. So first was all singles will have the same layout, everyone. And he loved it, and it was a cornerstone. After that, for example, the Pretenders image, on the video, there's like images of like bodies and like aliens and shit going down and such. And I said, okay, let's try. And I spent a few days browsing the internet looking for stuff, and I found that image of that body, like kind of exo body instead. And I said, and I put it on the artwork, and I said, well, that's it. This looks sick. So I added a few more details. I added those text that I love text details, so I added more text here and there, and then he loved it. So all the most important thing is all singles are part of the whole. Then there will be an album that I also did. I did the album too, and all of these will combine itself. Everything will combine, and the climax will be the album. And then you'll see how the album looks, and you'll understand at the end.
Wow, that man, you got me excited, because I know I've said it multiple times, but your artwork just stands out. So I guess the other thing too is that because now you said that you're always trying to evolve and challenge yourself, which all artists should be doing.
Yes.
But your style. I mean, do you feel like, have you thought about like, okay, like I kind of have this aesthetic that I've been showcasing, like how have you thought about, I'm sure you have, but like how, not, I'm trying to think of how to word this, but I like to maybe not differentiate it, but like make it so it's like, cause from your standpoint, do you want people to look at different artworks and be like, that looks similar, or do you want it to be like a totally separate universe within itself?
Good question.
Yeah.
For different artists, I kind of want people to say, hey, this is Rui, or, but in a way I always want to be different.
Yes.
So I'm always looking for different artists and kind of, how do I say it? Kind of like, understand, like see a different artist and kind of understand how they do what they do, like and take those ideas and implement them on mine, like not of course steal, but like I always want to learn, that's what I said, I always want to learn new things so I can implement them in my own style. I never want an artist to have the similar artwork to the other artists I work with. I always want to be different. But yeah, that's it. For me, I always want to evolve, always. Always new things, always new stuff. I find that, I don't know a lot. For example, in Photoshop, I only know 20% of Photoshop. At best, I only know 20%. There's so much I don't know. Because in college, the classes I have of Photoshop were only the basic.
Right.
And my teacher was kind of shit. She was kind of shit. Yeah. She was bad teacher. Like, as a person, she was great. But as a teacher, not so great. So right. I learned nothing. So there's an universe of stuff I don't know. And I always want to try new things. I want to learn more 3D. I want to do more more work with textures. For example, do you know the latest Noctluz merch? And not the latest, but the new Noctluz style.
I
that's
think so,
really
yes.
crazy,
yeah,
like super vintage. I want to try some things like that, because that's mm-hmm. something I never done. And the more I learn, the more I'll know to apply in my style, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's okay. Have you worked with the band? Because I feel like the way that you design art and like what you like to design and like the aesthetics that you aim for. Mm-hmm. Have you worked with the band Alpha Wolf before?
Yes.
You have? Okay, yeah, because I feel like you guys are a match made in heaven, especially with just how those guys dress. And
yes, exactly. I did like 5 items for them after they released Fault.
Okay.
I haven't done for A Quiet Place to Die, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
I did, it was for a tour. I did like 4 items.
Oh, awesome. Items.
Yeah, I did, because yes, I think I have a little, because I have a streetwear style, and they hire me because of it. But now they have a different style that I think I couldn't do, because it's really, it's super out there, it's super like big.
Anime.
It's exactly, anime. Anyway.
Right, yeah.
The designer who works the most with them is Tim. Tim, if you're listening to this, you are sick. Tim is sick, and he does sick stuff. It's completely different from my style. Completely.
Yeah, I was listening to something with them, and they said that the person, maybe it's this guy Tim you're talking about, who designed the album artwork. He was like a graffiti artist. Okay, somebody different.
The one who did the album, the one who did that, like Angel. The one who did the Angel. I don't know. The one who did the layout. It's an Australian designer called Utility Lab.
Oh, cool. All right. Yeah. Because what I found interesting with their album art, because I was like, this is like very.
Oh, it's so sick.
Yeah. So I guess that I had listened to a podcast that they had done, or maybe he told me. I don't know. It all runs together. But because I had Sabian, the guitar player, on the podcast. It was a graffiti artist who traditionally does like rap and hip hop and R&B stuff. I guess they painted that album art first and used it, and I was like, wow, that's just insane.
It looks sick. Looks super sick.
It is really, really cool. So with you, because obviously you know, from the outside looking in, again, as a band, I look at you as kind of like top tier designer. I really do. I mean, I'm not just saying that. Like, I view you as like we need to go, because you, I mean, you're the person that we want to go to.
Thank you.
I mean, from here on out, I mean, there's going to be more work coming, by the way. but how do you manage all the time? I mean, because you must be inundated with people who want you to do stuff. Because it's not like us where we're like, hey, a single art and a hoodie. You must get like, okay, we need 10 t-shirts and 3 singles or something, you know? So how do you manage all the time?
Good question. Thankfully, I have tons of clients. Thankfully, and I'm working directly with a few labels, and they sent me all their clients too.
Yep.
Also, hey, who can you do? For one of them is Sharptone. Yep. I work a lot with Sharptone. I do most of their artists. Good question. The time. good question. I always start to ask, hey guys, you need this by when? I I don't really have time now. Can I get 2 weeks? Can I get 3 weeks?
Right.
Because I have some clients. I have some clients acting first, and I have to do them first.
Right.
And then I need to take some time off, because it happens to every artist. We get creative blocks.
Yes.
Sometimes I spend days and I can't get anything done. It happens to everyone. I have to ask how much time they want, how much time they need. Sometimes it's something that's not super complex. Sometimes the client has all the ideas and I can make my own style. Sometimes they have no ideas and I have no ideas. So I have to think and have run stuff. Right. Yeah. So, but yes, thankfully I have tons of clients, but I can manage, but it takes some time.
Yeah, because you ask us that same question, and I try to make a concerted effort to reach out to creative people, especially with as much of a heads up or mm-hmm. as I can possibly give them, because, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's a little silly to kind of go into somebody and be like, all right, we need this in 3 days. I mean, it's like, okay, that's just not realistic. I mean, you got to give them more time than that.
The more the merrier. The more time I have, the best.
Yeah. So, man, I can. How many? If you had to estimate, like on a per week basis, because you worked a full time job before.
Mm-hmm.
How many hours a week would you say that you really like?
I work every day. Every day. And I don't know, maybe 8 hours a day. But for me, it's not work, you know? For me, it's not work.
Sure, right. Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, it's kind of like if I could just...
My girlfriend always says that I need to take some time off, and I should take more time off, because that's all I do. And she's looking at me. Because our apartment's not super big, so she's on a sofa. But yes... I work about 8 hours a day. She says more, okay, probably more. I'm working and I have a stream, a Twitch stream on the back. I'm listening to stuff. I'm looking up at more ideas. I'm talking to clients. I'm thinking over stuff. It's not 100% all the time work, but yeah. Most of the times I'm on Photoshop and Illustrator doing stuff.
It sounds like you owe your girlfriend a nice getaway vacation.
Yes. We took a few days ago. But of course, Portugal is on lockdown again.
Oh, that's true. Right.
Yeah. No worries. Portugal, we are on lockdown again. But we took some days. We watched movies. We had the time for us. It was great, and he helped. After that, I did some great work. So yeah. It's all great. But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Thankfully, I work with tons of amazing clients, the bands I've always loved. Now I'm working with more pop clients. As of right now, no. But I've worked in a few. I worked a lot with Black Bear. I work with Internet Money. Thankfully.
Yeah, no, I've seen that you've started to branch out mm-hmm. in terms of different genres of music. So how does that influence your design? Because, you know, a Darko artwork, I'm sure it's going to be a little bit different than a Black Bear.
For me, in the world of pop, I feel the fans are more hype beasts, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it's kind of different. So for me, it's all about the street art style. On the metal, I try to blend the metal with the streetwear.
Yep.
On the pop, it's all streetwear. I do all streetwear. I don't care. I do all streetwear. Most of them don't give me a lot of ideas, but yeah. As I know, they all love Supreme. They love Off-White.
Right.
They love all those brands. So yeah, that's how I do. I more minimal, more text, not so much image. Something more simple, something at the front, something more color block. So mm-hmm. it's kind of different, but it's always I always try to bring my style, always, at least.
Yeah. So from a designer's standpoint, because I prefer like the more minimalist style as well, but why do you think that style resonates with people so much? Because I think like you would think that if people looked at it, you'd be like, wait, I have to spend how much money for just a couple of words on a t-shirt? Why do you think that people tend to gravitate towards that style?
That's a good question. And honestly, I think it's the influence of bigger and more popular artists or celebrities. Mm. If they wear it, it will influence you even if you don't think about it, you know? I think that's kind of it. If a big band wears something, all the fans and all the small bands will kind of, even if they don't think about it, they will follow the trend, you know. And we are all the same. I think that's it. We all follow the trends. There must be a trend center, and the one that when that trend is set, we will follow along. I think that's it. And I always love this simple style, like text. based with kind of weird locations on the chest and such. I think that's kind of it. I think that we follow along to the big guys. I think that's kind of it. I think.
Yeah, no, that's definitely probably what it is. And the other thing that I was going to ask you, because I really like the streetwear style, but I'm pretty ignorant as how, like, where you get this. So I think to myself, I'm like, I look at some people that are in bands, like their promo photos, mm-hmm. and I'm like, where do they buy these clothes?
Well, great question. That's a discussion that I can't answer.
I don't know where they buy it.
No, because those things are expensive for the Off-White, for example. I have one shirt Off-White because it was a gift. It was a gift.
Yeah.
It was a gift, but that's really expensive. I don't know if it's clothing lines that provide them only to lend, then they give it back. I don't know.
Yeah.
Off-White is expensive. I've seen bands with Fear of God, and Fear of God is super expensive. Like a t-shirt is like $1,000. Yeah. Or maybe not 1,000, but like 500.
Still, that's a ton of money.
Maybe. I like because it's minimal, but it's super expensive. I don't have anything that's expensive. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, because I think of the first person I think of is actually Sabian. And like I see him in like this full Fox.
Supreme.
Yeah, the Supreme or like the Fox Supreme. Racing. The Fox
Balenciaga.
Racing. Yeah.
Balenciaga shoes, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait, Fox Racing? I'm like, this was cool when I was like 9. And like, yeah. how is this popular?
And that Fox One is a collab with Supreme, so more expensive.
Yeah, yeah. That's the hype beast thing.
Because exactly.
Supreme could work with a water bottle and just be like, it's such an interesting psychology.
The thing about Supreme is that their items are not expensive. What's expensive is resellers.
Yes, because they have a limited quantity of them.
Yeah, of course. They have like 50 t-shirts that they sell for like, I don't know, $40 a t-shirt at a shop. Then the resellers sell them for hundreds of dollars, hundreds.
Yeah, yep. Where do you think? Because you're the guy I think to ask these questions to, because you're the designer, you're the aesthetic creator. So, like, where did this Supreme phenomenon? I never got on it. I never really got it. I was just like, to me, it's just clothes to an extent. So I'm like, where did this Supreme like hype beast train come from?
That's a good question. I know Supreme was a small skater shop because I've seen a few, one or two documentaries.
I saw the Company Man video as well. I don't know if you've seen that. Yeah,
I saw a smaller one. I saw a small documentary on YouTube. I know the Supreme Kanye were Supreme to an MTV Music Award show. That was it. And he wore shoes, red shoes of Supreme, and I think he blew up. It was my car.
Yeah.
It blew up. I think that with that it was it. For example, Fear of God is the clothing line by Terry Lorenzo, and I think it blew up because he did the merch for Justin Bieber Purpose Tour, and that they, yeah. I think that's it. And for them, Off-White, Virgil, the one who owns Off-White, he worked for what was that calling line, that big one? I don't think it was Dolce & Gabbana, but it's something like that. Louis Vuitton. He worked for he was a creative director for.
Yes.
For that brand, and when he started Off-White, Kanye also wore it. And
So it's Kanye. God damn it, Kanye!
Yeah, yeah. I think it's if the big guys wear it, everyone will follow along. I think that it's a trend.
Maybe I can see Kanye in one of these hoodies. Maybe
of course. Maybe he'll wear it. Of course.
Maybe that'll be it. Please. That'll be the key to it all, right there. Oh man, so I want to go back to Silent Planet because I know that's kind of where this inception for you started with this
graphic design
career.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And from the outside looking in to Silent Planet, I know that because Garrett and I follow each other on Twitter, and I've talked to him here and there. Seems like just a super nice guy. Oof, I mean, just like a truly a nice person.
The nicest guy.
Yeah. So, and you were a fan of them before all this. So that, wow. So you must be even more of a fan now just by proxy of just.
It's a dream come true. Honestly.
Yeah.
I've been a fan of Silent Planet since their first album.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because everybody was talking about it. And I said, okay, let's check it out. And I really like, I love their music. But I think you can agree with me that for me, the most important, the most important thing about Silent Planet is their lyrics. Yeah. For me, there's just no band that compares in terms of the lyricism, the words he uses, the way he sings it. For me, and he writes about horrible, horrible subjects. And thankfully, I've never been subject to anything. I have a happy life, happy. Yeah. And he sings it, and I feel it like, for example, racism. He sings, I've never experienced racism, never.
Right.
And I feel it, like, it's amazing how can he sing about such things with such passion and power that everyone would, you spent your life never feeling it, and you feel what he's saying. That for me, that's why I love Silent Planet. That's the reason they're my favorite band.
Yeah, for me, I got into them with, I think this is how probably a lot of people discovered Silent Planet, Panic Room.
I love that song.
Yeah, when I first heard it's amazing. That, it was so interesting and unique compared to like other stuff. To me, I call Silent Planet like slam poetry.
Metal. Yes, yes.
It's almost like that. And what's really cool is that not only do you have Garrett's awesome lyrics, but the music is so spacey enough that it really allows him to just go with that flow and like manufacture how he wants to convey the lyrics. And it's awesome because, like I said, just the way that he writes them and then just the way that their music is structured really allows him to deliver that message that way. Because a lot of music, you really couldn't do that just based on how the music is just designed. It's tough to get all those words and all those different syllables and everything crammed into like the music. Mm-hmm. But he does such a phenomenal job.
As I said, for me, the lyrics is the best.
Right.
And I ran away from a question. So it's nothing but a dream come true.
Yeah.
I've always been obsessed with music, and like the young Rui will never believe, like, I'm working with my favorite bands. Like, sometimes I have to pinch myself back, I have to wake up and realize, like, wait, I'm not just working for a client. I'm working for the bands I've always loved.
Mm.
And yes, so with Silent Planet, I've been a fan for a long time.
Right.
And I always talk with them through Twitter. Okay, because as you know, they always respond to fans. Oh,
yes, always. Yeah.
And I think that they knew who I was because, first of all, I responded to every tweet. I was like, I love you guys. And because I'm lame. And because I'm Rui, I'm sure I'm their only fan named Rui. I'm like, how many Ruis do you know? Like, so I think that name. So when the time came to do merch, they hired me for that first T-shirt. Then I think it was in May of 2018, I did a few items for their first card art. You know, they dropped the card art line, and I did a few items. And I think that those items really helped prepare my career. I got a lot of clients, metal clients from after that card art line. I got tons. And I talked with Garrett a lot. And he was the one who sent my portfolio to a brand. Not a brand, how do I say it? Like kind of like a label.
Okay.
He passed me to the CEO, and he got me some of my, because of him, I got some of my biggest clients. Yep.
That's awesome. And
That's
awesome. Cause he didn't have to do that. He could have just said, thanks for the t-shirts.
So, yeah.
You he know, said,
I'm gonna pass you along to this label. I said, okay. And I said, oh my, yes, please, please, thank you, dude. And from that moment on, I've been working with this label nonstop. I was talking with them right after you called me.
Oh, yes. Awesome. Cool. No, I think that's so great. Garrett's somebody.
He's amazing.
He is somebody that I'd love to get on this podcast because I could talk to him forever because, no, he really inspires me when I'm writing lyrics to, like, how can I explain what I'm trying to get across in a more, like, I guess, sophisticated way.
Yeah.
Not sophisticated, but instead of just, you know, I'm mad, you know, instead of just.
Yeah, of course.
That, right. Because I think lyricism is kind of one of those things that, like, especially in this genre where it's like, we're here for the breakdowns, you know, you know, so like the lyrics can kind of be like, but breakdowns are cool. So we'll go with it.
Yeah.
I think that's super awesome. But I guess one of the questions that I have for you in regards to that, fortunately, I think that we are in a music community of nice, like stand up, you know, not guys who are necessarily going to take advantage of anybody. I don't think so anyway. So for you though, when you're talking to these bands, like you're like, oh, it's Casey and it's like a business transaction. How do you separate, if at all? Do you just kind of say like, here's what it costs, take it or leave it? Or how does that, without getting into too much of the details?
Good question. I try to be, I am always professional. I say, hi, hello. I'm a big fan. Thank you for contacting me. And these are my prices.
Okay.
And thankfully, 99% of my clients, none of them, almost none of them, said no.
That's
of course. Sometimes we have to bargain a bit, but it's rare. And 99% all my clients are amazing, and they say your prices are great. Let's go.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say because I think one for the caliber of work you do, the prices. You know, without getting into what they exactly are, by the way, if you want any artwork, hit them up, you know what I'm saying? But it's not crazy. And I think that the thing too, is that, like I said, there's people, you know, they're not mean spirited people. Yeah, I think that they're nice people. But so the one thing though, that it sounds like you fortunately haven't run too much into, but there is, I guess, that underbelly of graphic design or just any kind of creator's world where sometimes people get taken advantage of, or like people don't pay on time or anything like that. And what do you think of all that? Because it sounds like you haven't really run into too much of that.
No, I've been blessed.
Yeah,
all my clients have been amazing. They pay on time. They pay what we agreed on. Everything has been amazing.
Right.
I think is a huge scumbag move to anyone who hires a client and they go through it. And then at the end of the day, they don't pay up. I mean, it's kind of like me going to a shop, buying food and then not paying. Like, it's kind of like the same. In a way, it's a transaction.
Right.
If I pay something, if I agree to something, I got to see through to it. I have a few designer clients, friends, I mean, who have run into these issues, and it's always tricky. I always say, spam them, like make them pay you. This is not right. You worked tirelessly on these items. They must see through it. So
yeah.
But I've been blessed, and all my clients have been amazing so far.
No, that's awesome. So what is kind of the advice that you give to those people? Because I see it all the time, whether it's Twitter or Facebook. I see, you know, a photographer or a graphic designer, you know, I worked at this band, they didn't pay. Like, what would you recommend? Like, if somebody said, you know, how should I approach like my business structure in terms of payment? Should I just not do anything until I get the money, or what, you know, that kind of thing? Yeah.
That's one of the things I do. I do two things. One, I only start paying up front.
Right.
But of course, paying up front can be two sides. I mean, the designer cannot provide what you pay for.
That's true.
But I mean, that's just like everything. Another thing I sometimes do is a band hires me, I provide the mock-up, and when they see the mock-up and they say, well, let's go with this, they pay me and I sent them the design file. I mean, another thing that they can do is half first, half at the end, or something like that. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, I say spam them on all social media. and if that doesn't work, I don't know, but maybe exposing them on Twitter or something. I don't know, but that can fuel the fire. I don't know, but maybe.
Yeah, that's a tough position to be in.
I mean,
fortunately, you know, you've dealt with just professional clients, and I just, I don't know. I mean, because obviously, you know, my band, we're not massive or anything like that, but I just approach it in terms of just like I go into it and I'm like, if I know what he charges and I agree to it, I try to make sure that it's like we have the money right then and there.
Of course.
Because it's like, why do you want to? It's just too much of a headache. It's just just get the cool product, and you know, and move along. But
of course,
and I feel bad because I see it pretty often, and whatnot, but. So I guess from your perspective, because I know that you said that you don't know a lot, and you might be right, but I think you're being a little modest, because I think you're very talented. And if you're only at 20%, I look forward to what your artwork will look like when you have 40% of Photoshop figured out. Without naming any names, of course, because you know, we're not trying to down anybody, but like when you look at artworks and designs out there, you seem like a very positive guy, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But what is something that you notice, like, oh man, I wish, like, you know, like, it's like a critique, you know, it's a constructive criticism or something like that. Like, what is something that you just have universally seen in terms of, like, if you could give that person advice?
One thing I'll say is that, first of all, I did this too, and I still sometimes do, and I'm trying to learn not to do it, is use free vectors. For example, those globes you see and those little thingies.
Yes.
You know, the barcodes. I think that, I'm trying to do my own globes. I'm trying to create everything now, but a few months ago, I didn't. I used some pre-made ones, I'll say it. Because we are all in process of learning.
Right.
I think that sometimes it's a bit overdone. The barcode, for example, I used to do the barcode a lot. Not anymore. Barcode, not anymore.
Right.
Only if the artwork really calls for it. And nowadays, I create my own barcode, for example. Just an example. Mm-hmm. I create my own. It's different from that. I think that's one of the biggest, is trying, because again, I don't do all of my own, but, and I'm learning, create your own factors. That's one thing that I'm trying to get to do the best.
Okay.
That's always be original. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's also, you know, from a music perspective, it's especially with metalcore. You know, I mean, this is one of those genres that, like, it is so easy to sound very similar to everybody else. And it's like, as soon as, like, you try to venture outside of that, it's almost like, I don't know, it's like, is this too weird? Are we going too far out of left field? In the lack of experimentation, which we're going to be contacting you very, like, probably within the next couple of weeks for a single design. And this song, at least from our perspective, is very out there. So, because I know that you liked Mirage quite a bit.
Oh, I love Mirage. I love Mirage.
I'm glad that you liked it. Which I'm sure that probably helps with the artwork if you actually like the song.
Yeah, yes, of course, man. Yeah, it's sick. It's sick. I love it. Yeah. I love Mirage. Is sick.
Well, thank you, but. Man, the next song is going to be weird. So that's going to be one of, like, those songs where I'm just going to be like, hey man, here's the song. I don't know what you're going to come up with, but here it is.
Great.
So do you, when you're talking to a client, or especially if it's for like a single artwork or something like that, do you really, like, how do you determine what clients to choose and what not to choose? Are you just, or do you just kind of say like, I'll make it all work, or like, do you have like qualifiers, so to speak?
No, I do it all. I mean, I don't do it all. Any client who contacts me, I'll sit, I'll read their email, I'll think about it. And 99% of the times I'll say, hey, I'm Rui. What you require of me, I don't really know how to do. I'll always say it. If there's something I don't know, or it's not my style, I'll say it, hey, this is cool, but it's something I can't really do. For example, illustration. I can't draw. And some clients ask me and say, hey guys, I'd love to, but I can't do this. And if I try something like this, at this point, it won't look good. I can do something my style. I can try. And then most times they say, yes, let's do your style. Let's see what you can do. But yeah, I work for everyone who asks me, but of course there's a million things I still can't do. I don't know. But for 3D, another, I don't know 3D yet. I don't know 3D, I can't do 3D. But I always, if the client asks me, I'll say, I can't do it, or I can. At the end of the day, I'll always bring my style, and I'll try to make something you like, always.
Yeah, and I think the visual presentation that you have for a song, I think is very very important, and I think that you are the guy, at least for us anyway, to go to for that. So,
thank you.
As we wrap it up here, I just wanted to ask you, what are you kind of your personal like? You know, I guess like your goals for 2021 to
my evolve. Goals.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is like? Like you mentioned, illustration. Is that something that you want to delve into, or do you know your lane, so to speak?
Yeah, illustration not so much. What I want to do, what I want to learn more is 3D, for example, way more 3D, because I think I really like it, and I think that nowadays 3D is getting a lot of buzz. I see a lot of people using 3D, and it looks sick. So I want to do better. I want to get better at simpler designs, only text-based.
Right.
Because it's funny I say this, but for me, the hardest designs to do are the text ones.
Yeah.
For me, they are my favorites. But I want to get better at it. And I also want to do work with more pop or rap and calling lines. I love metal. I'll go to my grave loving metal, but I love pop too.
Yeah,
I love pop, and they have a really fresh style. They have, in terms of merchandise, in terms of artwork, in terms of presentation, they're really different. They're always at the forefront, and I like my stab at it. I mean, I have worked with a lot of pop, not a lot. I've worked with some pop artists, Black Bear, for example, Ian Dior, Internet Money, they are not metal artists, but I want to work more out of metal.
And I guess the other thing I want to ask you too, because you just brought it up, and I just thought of this question, was for metal bands, you know, so you can even just advice for us or whoever,
because
obviously pop is way more popular and just in every facet than metal. I mean, it just is. I mean, that's the fact of the matter. That's the way the world works. Mm-hmm. So from a design perspective, how do you feel like metal should integrate the pop style? Do you think that they should? Should they be separate universes?
Good question.
Yeah.
Good question. I think the pop world is all... I don't know, because maybe it's because it's popular, but they are always trendsetters always.
Yes.
The pop artists are always trendsetters. You see tons of metal bands with pop merchandising.
Yes.
Always. I have Ariana Grande's t-shirts because I love Ariana Grande. I love Ariana Grande. So nowadays there are only, I think that what bands should do is try to be more different in terms of presentation. Because I think there was a shift like 2 years ago when bands started doing more of the minimal kind of like my style. They start doing my style.
Right.
Then I started doing my style, and nowadays, only a few bands are trying to do something different, and I'm always trying something different. But the thing is, bands want the style that will sell them the most, and they require from me, for example, from me, what I do best. That is my normal, and they don't branch out.
Yes.
I think that what's most important is just even hiring different artists, different graphic designers, trying to break away, trying to break away. For me, as long as it's different, it's the best. Another thing I'll say, this thing is, I know it's not easy for anyone, is that to have better garments. I know it's more expensive. I know this. I know it's more expensive. I 100% agree. But I follow fashion a lot. And one thing I found is people nowadays are more gravitated towards better garments instead of better graphics.
Interesting. Okay. So instead of Gildan, they would want like Carhartt or
Champion. For example, yeah. For example, right. I think that, for example, Counterparts. They release stuff for they release stuff on normal garments, they sell good. They release a simpler design on Carhartt or Champion, and they sell amazing. I think that what's most important today is a better garment. I see this myself.
No, you're
I have
right.
Clothing items. I have clothing items from brands that are more expensive, but the items are incredibly, incredibly good. I have, there's a clothing line called Represent. It's a British company.
Okay.
They are kind of expensive. Yes. Their hoodies are like $200, something like that. Wow. They're expensive.
Yeah.
And I have two t-shirts and a hoodie. But the quality of the garment, it's next to none. And I think that if the clothing, I'm not saying to get super expensive t-shirts, but a little better. And I know, of course, I know that's not easy. And I know the times are hard.
Yeah.
And I know the metal fans are not super rich overall.
Yeah, that's true.
But if the garments were a bit better, it could be better. And so just a final thing.
Yeah.
Have real photos of your. I know that something is not possible, but have great real photos. Great of their merch. Great real photos. For example, Sound Planet has amazing photos of their merch. I think a band should take. It doesn't have to be a model, but someone and a great photographer, and have your merch photographed. That will sell your items. The design might not even be amazing, but the photos are amazing. It will sell.
Interesting.
I believe it.
That's a tip that I'll take. I'll take as well. Yeah. It's a good idea because it is interesting, like. The Counterparts, you know, I remember the sweatshirt. It had a lot of controversy around it. Yeah, because people were talking about the price. But
the prices.
Yeah. It's almost like, what is it? The FOMO, the fear of missing out. It's like,
you're missing out? Yes, of course.
It's expensive, but it's got to be really cool and valuable. I must have it.
And, of course. If a man says only 10 of these shirts, that's the thing will sell out in
2 minutes.
just because. It's exclusive. It's
right.
Limited. And nowadays, everything is kind of hype beast. I speak myself. I am kind of. I don't have anything hype beast. Okay. I have off white here, but it's my all my only one. It was a gift. Okay, so don't come at me. Nowadays, hype beast is where is that? And this kind of if bands. Start grabbing the little details, the better garments, better photos. Things can be better. I don't know. I don't know anything.
Yeah,
can be. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea. And the other thing, I don't know why I can't. Now I'm thinking of more questions to ask you.
I have time. I have time.
All right. So is there anything that like you haven't designed that you want to design? And are there things that like do you design kind of, like if I came to you and I said. You know those big mouse pads. Like, do you design those? Like, would you be like, yeah, that's not really my thing. You like, all right, sure. Or like, are there certain items that you're like, I really want to design that?
I'm always open for new things. Always. And I've done mouse pads too. So if you guys want, I can do it. No, but I'm always open. Because for me, it's always designing, and it's a new experiment. Something. For example, I can say it now. A week ago, I did the new Black Bear merch, and they have sent me a huge list, and yet, yeah, items that are absolutely crazy, like a puzzle, a knife set.
A knife set
because on the back of the album, the Black Bear is being pierced by knives. So it's a cool idea. One thing I want to do more is more custom items. For example, a hoodie with like a black hoodie with a red sleeve, for example. I don't know. Those bags that Alpha Wolf have and Veros have. Yes. I don't know. Pants. Champion pants are always sick, and I don't do many of them.
Yeah.
Vests are really cool in the hardcore scene. Vests, those kind of like, you know, those vests. They are really really cool in the hardcore scene, and I don't see any band doing it. But that could be a really cool idea. Vests, maybe not for you guys, but maybe for a really hardcore hardcore band.
Yeah,
that could be anything that's different. If it's different, I like it. For example, Crystal Lake.
Yes.
A few years ago, had a merchandising that was nunchucks. Yeah.
Even know that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. The part of it that I think about, because I think of like, I'm like, where do you get this stuff printed? That is something that I think of, because I'm like, I think, because I look at the Mirage artwork and I'm like, man, that on like a big mouse pad, I'm like, would be so cool.
Yeah.
But I'm like, where do you even, who do I contact for this?
I'm from the other side of the world, so I can't help you.
No, I know.
I can't help that.
No, for sure. It's just a super, it's a cool idea, because I think that artwork on like a mouse pad is really cool.
That's a great idea.
I have like a big mouse pad that I have here, and I'm like, man, that Raj artwork just kind of scattered throughout this would be really cool. But all right, man, well, thank you. And before I do let you go, though, I do want you to, because I know that you are I see you all the time on Twitter, you're a big supporter of other artists and whatnot. So who are some design, because that's also part of it too, from a band perspective, there's so many designers that it's kind of hard to like keep up with all of it. So who are some that you're like, if you leave some out, that's okay, because I know that you converse with a lot of people.
Of course.
So who are some, like, you know, for bands that are listening, like, who are some artists other than yourself, of course. That they should maybe contact for some commissions?
Of course. So I'll say my great friend Heavy. Her name is Flower and Bones on Instagram and on Twitter. She's amazing. She's worked with architects. She's worked with Hayley Williams. She has her own clothing line called Flower and Bones. She is amazing.
Flower and Bones.
My other friend is Blake Davidson. Blake, his Twitter is Blake Davidson. And he has worked with Sound Planet, Spirit Box. He has worked more. Maddie, also a friend of mine. She her Twitter is Eruption. I think how to say it. She has worked with Kane Hill and a few other artists that I'm not sure I don't know. Drop Dead. She has worked with Drop Dead.
Oh wow.
Yeah, she is super talented. And there are a few bigger ones, of course. This is Don Burkle. Don Burkle did the North Flame merch when it came to Alien. He is the Alien merch, which in my opinion is probably the best merchandising event I've probably ever had. He's one of my biggest. He's completely a next level, and he's an amazing guy. He's super nice. Let me see more. These are the most metal ones. There's Tim who did for Alpha Wolf. He did for Neck Deep. He did for Architects. Tim, I think it's Tim9Min on Instagram. He's super talented. He also did for Crystal Lake too, Cross Faith, I think so. He's super talented. These are some of, I think these are some of the artists that I follow and that I'm friends with, and they are super talented and they deserve all the best, and they are really good, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other artist that I have come across, I'm not sure if you're familiar with, is Captive Art or something like that. Like
Maybe I know, but maybe I know, but the name escapes me.
It's like that super like realistic looking artwork. It's I'll see if I can pull it up, because I'm interested to see what you think, because I looked at this and I'm like, it literally looks like pictures, but
it's not pictures.
Yeah, it's crazy. So like he does stuff like, I don't know if you can see, but
I don't know who it is, but that's sick. I think you show me that when you
were doing
Mirage.
Yes, exactly. I look at it, I'm like, what is this? It's just like real.
Yeah, one thing, smaller, not small. I've been doing design for 3 years. I don't know much, but something artists that don't have a lot of clients, and they look at other clients and say, "Wow, look at me! I know nothing. I'm bad." I want to say to them how I look at it. I look at it. I don't look at. I sometimes try to look at a bigger artist, a far more talented, and I think, "Wow, there's so much more I can learn."
Yes.
I don't see it as, "Wow, look how bad I am. Look how bad I am." It's like, "Wow, there's so much more I can learn. There's so much more out there to learn, like textures, 3D, better fonts, better placing." We are all learning. So none of us was born doing such. We are learning, we're all growing. So that's all my way of thinking. Even though I am kind of a negative person, but I always try to see the glass half full. Like, there's an infinite universe of stuff we can do, and even musicians, anything. There's so much more we can do. So that's my way of not getting discouraged.
Yeah, because that does happen, and so the other thing too, I know that you just shouted out a bunch of those artists, which I think is awesome. But for any artists that are also listening, what do you think is the best way for them to maybe try to get clients? Is it just making mockups and tagging them on social media?
Or? Yeah, that's what I did. What I did to blow up was
I know that you're modest, but you did.
Yeah, thankfully, yes. So what I did was I did unofficial. First of all, before saying that, truly understand your client. Like, understand their aesthetic, understand where they want to go, where they want to go. Of course, you may not be completely correct, but try to understand where they at, where they want to go. Try to understand their aesthetic. And from them on, yes, do a design and, of course, an official design, and tag them. Also, tag bands or work for bands that are active on their social media. Don't do for Parkway Drive, for example, because Parkway Drive, they are so big. No, I love Parkway Drive.
You won't hear from them, yeah.
Of course, their Twitter, they have so many followers. They won't ever see your comments. Go for bands that respond to their fans, just because they will see your tweets. Do an unofficial design, tag them all, and say, "Hey guys, I'm X, and I'd love to work with you."
Yeah.
One thing I saw a few designers do. I've been seeing a few designers that's really smart. That I didn't do is don't do one piece, do a full line. A full line. For example, my friend Blake, who worked for Spiritbox, he's a smart man because he did a full line for Spiritbox, and they got it. They hired him.
Wow.
So I think that, of course, we all have our jobs, we have school, we have stuff to do. Of course, not all of us will have time to do a full line, but that's a good idea. I think that's truly, and Twitter, Instagram lately has been really bad for us creatives because they have been cutting our views. They have been, the algorithm has been fucking us. So
Twitter,
it seems the best. Facebook, no. Twitter. Twitter seems probably the best because you have, you can approach bands,
yeah,
you can approach other clients, other labels. That's how I got most of my clients. Like,
mm-hmm.
all the clients I had before, it was through Twitter. They saw my stuff, and I use Instagram as a portfolio.
Yeah, and that's so interesting that Twitter's the one, because Twitter's so words based, not graphics or visual based. Yeah. So, but that makes sense. But
it helped me a lot. I got to work with some of the world's biggest metal stars. Of course, not Parkway Drive, not Architect.
Sure, but I mean,
yet.
You will, though. You will.
Well, I've worked with Loath, which I think they are next big thing.
Yes.
Which I think Loath is the best album of the year last year, in my opinion. They are completely geniuses.
They know what they're doing. For me, just because I'm a fanboy, my favorite was Amure.
I saw the video.
I love that. I want you to work with them eventually.
I saw Amure live like 5 years ago. I saw them when they dropped Look at Yourself.
Okay, so Josh was in the band. Okay.
Yes, they came to Portugal. And I saw them. They were really super, super sick live. Super sick.
Yeah. Energy.
Oof, they are great. And I was never a huge Amir fan up until that point. But when they released Look at Yourself, that album is sick. And Josh is so nice. Josh, I never talked with the other guys, but Josh is an amazing guy. Super nice, super open to all my ideas. Because the stuff I did for them, They gave me no direction. It was what they gave me. Hoy, do whatever you want. Just do something sick. And they approved everything at the first Sunday. It's approved. Let's do it.
Sure.
Then I did the album that will come out. I don't know. The album is sick. I heard that it's incredible. But yeah, Darko are amazing guys.
I probably shouldn't be saying, I have heard a couple of songs that aren't released yet. I have heard a couple, and it's shaping up to be a fun album. Yeah, for sure. So
the artwork is sick. The artwork is sick too. So.
Oh, well, if you designed it, I'm sure it's going to be great. And I guess the last thing, and I promise this is the last thing that I'll ask you from a band's perspective, because I want to make sure that because I know that you guys, not you in particular, but a lot of other artists have it tough with some bands and stuff like that. So that I can interact with these artists better. I think I do a good job as is, but you know, I always want to try to improve that dynamic and that communication. Mm-hmm. So for me, when an artist reaches out to us and they say, like, hey, I'd like to work with you guys, how do you think I should approach that? Because right now what I've kind of said is like, that'd be awesome. If you want to like make something up for us, we'd love to look at it and review it, and we can kind of go from there. Is that the best way to kind of go with that conversation? Or
I think that's a good idea. One that I feel is great, and I speak for myself. If let's say I don't know you guys, and I approach you, and you guys ask me, hello, Rui, thank you. Right now, we don't need anything, but we'll keep you in our thoughts for the future. For me, that's totally fine. That's totally okay. You guys were nice. You guys said, hey, maybe not right now. That has happened to me tons of times. There's no blood. That's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not right now. And that's totally okay with me. I think that's a good way to approach.
Okay.
Maybe I'll save it for the future. Let's keep in contact. Let's see. You even can say, I can't promise to hire you, but let's keep in contact. Let's keep seeing how this goes. For me, it's super, super great. Super great for me. I'll have no issues with that.
Awesome. Yeah, no, because my philosophy I know that the guys in my band, we share the same thing. If it looks good or sounds good, it's good. I mean, so that's really what it boils down to. That if it's cool, it's cool. I mean, cool is cool. So
of course.
But thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for taking me.
Yeah, of course. I'm surprised you haven't been on a podcast before.
No, never. People don't like me.
No. Well, no. I'm not a musician. I mean, I'm in a band, but I yell, you know what I mean? Like I just do the yell. I don't play guitar.
I can't do anything.
What?
I mean, I can play drums. I got the trumpet and when I was 18, like,
oh wow.
But I'm horse shit. I'm horrible. I can play like three Paramore songs. I mean, I can play Misery Business.
That's all you need right there.
Yeah, I can play a few songs, but I kind of stopped because I have no teacher. So nevertheless, keep going.
No, I'm very interested in like marketing side of things, design. I love that stuff. That's really my forte. So you were somebody that I naturally was just like, I gotta have him on. And now I'm gonna attempt to pronounce your name. So, here we go. You ready? Rui Carneiro.
Yeah. Oh man, that was kind of perfect.
Fine. Okay. What did I mess up on? I want to make sure.
It's Rui Carneiro.
Carneiro.
Yeah. And Carneiro, actually, funny thing, Carneiro in English means the male of the sheep. How do you say the male of the sheep? How do you say the, like the sheep? And then there's a male. How do you say it in English? How do we say it?
That's a good question.
Let me Google it really fast.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Sheep, male.
Rams.
Ram.
Oh, okay.
Carneiro means ram in English.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I tried.
For no reason, but yeah, that's fine.
Cool. Yeah. There is one problem with Americans is that a lot of Americans have trouble rolling R's with like.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that's natural. That's because of our language.
Yeah. I'm a pretty good at it. You know, I'm getting better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like you, I'm at 20%, you know, I'm 20% there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, man. This was an awesome conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. And you'll be hearing from us very soon.
Of course, man.
Yes.
Okay, guys. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you for listening to this episode of the True Shot Guest Bob podcast. If you like what we're doing over here, I'll give you a couple things that you can do depending on where you're listening. If you're on YouTube, like, subscribe, turn on notification bells, comment down below. Let us know what you thought of the podcast. If you're on Spotify, give us a follow. If you're also on Spotify, give the band a follow, all that good stuff. You know, share it on your Instagram story, share it with a friend. I don't care. Share it with somebody. Tag me. Tag the guest. You know, all that good stuff. I stole that line from Finn McKenty. Tag us. Tag the guest. I like that. That's a good line. If you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review or 1-star review. 5-star, though, or I'll find you. And let us know what you think of the podcast and how much you love us. Also, if you want to continue on further, we are on Twitch. You can follow us there, twitch.tv/TrueShotOfficial. And if you want to even go further, Patreon, patreon.com/TrueShotOfficial, which really helps us in the band kind of not go starving. So, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Have a good day now. Bye-bye.